Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's a new experience.
Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one,
man.
You got a question for RLM?
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. I'm your host, Global Happiness Specialist and Inner Peace Practitioner, Rebecca L. Norrington. Thank you for being here. Thank you for sharing the show. Wow, I'm getting listeners from all over the world now sending emails, and I just really appreciate all the audience sharing the show. You know, I love the way the universe works just organically. I just love watching it. I love witnessing the way the universe unfolds. And this is not only for my life, of course this is for your life too. I mean, there's evidence of it in your life, whether or not we felt like we wanted to experience some challenges or not in the moment. There's evidence, we all have evidence that whatever has happened is supposed to be happening. Whatever is happening is supposed to be happening. Whatever is not happening is not supposed to be happening. That's just a practice. How the hell did I shoot to that so quickly? That's not even the topic for today. But before I go on, let me introduce myself, especially to my new listeners. I'm getting a lot of new listeners every week. I already welcomed you to the show. Let me give you my definition. When I say happiness specialist, let me give you my definition of happiness. My definition is the ability to be at peace regardless of what happens and regardless of what doesn't happen. Happiness is the ability to be at peace regardless of what happens and regardless of what doesn't happen. I say that happiness is a practice skill. That means that there are behaviors that can be practiced. There are behaviors that can be practiced that are going to add to your happiness while you're on this journey. And also there are behaviors, conditioned behaviors that I like to expose because those are subtracting from happiness. What is she talking about? This is all so confusing. It'll clear up maybe in the next minute or two. When I say happiness, I know that word sometimes gets a bad rap, but let me just share with you what my definition. Happiness is a state in mind. Happiness is a state of mind. Happiness is a vibration. It's an energy. It's a foundation. It's an identity. When I talk about happiness, I'm really talking about a vibration. And you know the difference. You can feel the difference. You can feel the difference when you're flowing. You can feel the difference when you are connected. Connected. You can feel that flow when you're just, you know what I'm talking about, my dear audience. You know what I'm talking about. You can feel it. And you can also feel when you are in let me just say resistance. Resistance meaning that whatever is happening in the moment, you know what? I'm not really a fan, universe. I'm not fond of what's going on. I'm not sitting up here ordering another a helping. Because today's topic, talk about happiness. As you've heard forever, it is an inside job. Happiness, peace, contentment, all the same vibration, that vibration of contentment, that vibration of peace, that vibration of satisfaction. All of it is a vibration. But you can feel when you're not vibing with those vibrations. You can feel when you have something, another vibration, maybe a vibration of dissatisfaction, maybe a vibration of discontent, maybe a vibration of anger, or a vibration of just being annoyed. You can feel the difference. You can feel it. We all can. So what I like to share on this show is how to experience those vibrations, how to experience that vibration of peace regardless of what's happening. And that's what the show shares. That's what I share. That's what I practice. That's what I share with. That's what I share. I've said share five times now. Sheesh. The practice. The practice is daily. The practice is never ending. The practice is constant. The practice is going to give you the results, though. I promise you. When I say happiness is a practice skill, well, what am I talking about? A practice skill. It is a daily practice, and when you make, you know. Let me just back up just for a second. I like to ask these questions, especially if you're a new listener, just you can write these questions down, but I like to do my little introduction questions. And the questions are as follows. Where are my questions? Here we go. I mean, I've been asking them forever. The questions are, on a scale from 1 to 10, how important is happiness in your life? And what is your definition of happiness? You've heard mine. My definition is the ability to be at peace regardless of what happens and regardless of what doesn't happen. So what's your definition of happiness? And the other question that I like to ask is, who or what is subtracting from your happiness today? And again, these are questions only you can ask. Only that person that's looking in the mirror, only you can answer these questions. And are you as happy when you're faced with life's inevitable challenges? Or does your vibe switch? Does your vibe change? And when I say vibe, I'm talking about vibration. And these next questions are only answered with a yes or a no. You know, I love it when I give instructions, yes or no, and then I get answers that are different than the yes or no. And that, and there is a reason why I ask to just answer yes or no. But anyway, do you know that life moments are always are there for us to either grow, expand, opportunity for growth, and there are moments to be witnessed. There's moments to be observed. It's really a different kind of practice when you get into just watching and observing and witnessing as opposed to identifying. And that's when we're going to get to the topic of today about health and happiness. But let me just go with the questions again. Answer yes or no. Can other people hurt your feelings? Yes or no. Can other people offend you? Can other people disappoint you? Do you blame other people for how you feel? Or do you blame your circumstances for how you feel? And number five, do you blame your circumstances for how you feel? Ties into to today's topic, which is health and happiness. When I say health, I'm talking about medical conditions, medical challenges, whatever, whether it's a sore shoulder, tennis elbow, stiff neck, flat foot, I'm talking about for me, because the challenge, especially after the age, well, you know, that's not necessarily true, but the challenge is the older I get, I'm finding more medical challenges. It is just really, it's really, how do I say it? I'm going to have to say, when getting older, there are physical physical challenges to that. And especially if you've listened to the show, you know that I'm fitness instructor, and I've been teaching fitness classes for four decades now. That's a lot of fitness. That's a lot of classes. And so with that, when I first started teaching, I was boot camp, high power, high energy, stretching is boring. I'm not wasting my time stretching. When I was in my 20s, in my 30s, in my 40s, even in my 50s, no, I'm not going to waste time stretching. Now, the story is, and one of the things that I love to talk about is the stories and how we have all been programmed to give a story as a reason, try to stay with me, a story as a reason for what is happening. There's got to be a story to it. There's got to be a reason. There's got to be more to it than just. In other words, I know why I have, when I say, and let me just use myself as an example. I know why I have medical challenges. You know, I've had arthroscopic surgery on both of my knees. I've had arthroscopic surgery on my left hip. And I started talking about stretching. Now, I could give you a story and say, the reason why I am the reason why I'm stiff and not as flexible is because I don't stretch enough. And when I say stretch enough, I'm talking about stretching daily. Being flexible is the same, or obtaining flexibility is exactly the same as discovering and experiencing more happiness. It's the same. Why? And how about this one? Let me throw this one out too. I don't know how many of you have taken balance classes or even practiced your balancing. I'm getting a little bit tongue-tied because I have too many things in my head. Balancing. Stretching. Happiness. What do they all have in common? Let me just slow down. What do they all have in common? Being a waiter, being a chef. The common denominator is all of those skills require practice. And when I talk about practice, this practicing happiness, before you even get to the point of practicing, there's a question that the first question that I ask is, on a scale from 1 to 10, how important is happiness in your life? And I get several different types of answers, of course, 1 to 10. And I get a lot of answers. I get a lot of 8s. I get a lot of 7s. Sometimes I get a 5. Sometimes I get 1s. And so the point is the practice comes from how much do you value and how much do you prioritize and how much do you commit to wanting to feel peace, more peace on this journey. My favorite quote, I always like to say it at the end of the show, you cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. You cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. It is about the journey. And so on the show, we talk about the journey. And when I say the health issues, I'm really speaking about my personal health challenges that have come gradually over a period of decades, over a period of decades of teaching, over a period of time not teaching. So my body has been put through a lot of rigorous, very rigorous exercise for a long period of time. And I'm thinking about my best friend Tom Brady now, and when I talk about the stretching and preventative practices, preventative exercises, so you're not injured. Could I have, of course, done more preventative? Could I have stretched more? Of course. But the key here is not to say, well, this is just for me. This is just what I believe. The key is, number one, to let go of that story that because I didn't do, or because I neglected, or because I wasn't interested in stretching, or because all of that, anytime you use that word because, anytime you use that word, that is the beginning of a story. That because word is the beginning of a story. And all I want to share with you, it's not that your story isn't valid, but make sure that you know that that story that you're telling usually only has one perspective. Let me get back to this medical and happiness, health and happiness. So currently, I've had challenges with a stiff neck. I've had challenges with upper back. I've had challenges with plantar fasciitis. I've had challenges with my arch. I have challenges with hip. Currently, I have a challenge with my left hip, same hip that I had the arthroscopic. Now, what does that mean? That means that there are times, especially if I overuse it, meaning if I'm exercising a little bit, if I'm exercising strenuously, and I'm talking about exercising from a chair. I'm not talking about running a marathon or running 5 miles, but I'm just talking about ups and downs, sitting up, getting, standing up and down, and using, because there's a lot of exercises that I do from a chair now, which are really very, very, can get you perspiring. Standing up, sitting down, bringing your knees up in a chair can get you perspiring, can get you to perspire a lot. And so when I say the exercise, when I talk about teaching, I've had to modify what I do based on my own physical challenges. Now, the question is it possible to be at peace, to vibrate peace, to feel that vibration of contentment while having pain, neck pain, hip pain, knee pain, foot pain, throw it all in? Is it possible to be at peace? And is it possible to feel, to have that vibration of contentment even though you're in physical pain? Now, the reason why I'm asking that question is the programming is, okay, you're in pain. Peace and pain do not live in the same house. Well, I'm here to share with you that is not true. You can still be physically challenged in pain, and you can still feel peace, that you could still vibrate peace. And the reason why I say that is because it's the practice. When I say that happiness is an inside job, it is, so it has nothing to do, your vibration really has nothing to do with your circumstances, with how your body is feeling. Now, I know that there are a lot of people, I've listened to a lot of people that equate pain in the body with some other reason. Pain in the body meaning something's blocked, or something's stuck, or something is, in other words, pain in the body is not, what do they call it, disease. And I totally understand that. I get it. I understand all of that. But what if you're not able to, dismiss? What if you're not able to eliminate pain in the body? Then what? That's what I'm focusing on. What if, for whatever reason, there's plenty of reasons. What if I'm a football fan. What if you have just torn your Achilles tendon, which is very, very painful? Is there a possibility, is there a way to be at peace, to feel peace, even when you are suffering with a lot of pain? That is the question. That is the focus. That is what I'm talking about on today's show, being health and happiness. Probably could have written pain and happiness, physical pain and happiness. Same thing. The practice, when I talk about practice, the practice is ongoing, the practice is never ending. And let me share with you the behaviors that add to happiness, especially when met with physical pain. I know it's difficult. I know it's not easy. I know it is nothing that not too many people talk about. How to be happy when you're in physical pain. Who wants to listen to that lecture? Who wants to listen to that talk? Who wants to attend that workshop? how to be happy when you're in physical pain? I don't know if that's gonna, on the, what is it, algorithms? I don't know how that's going to rank. I would be curious. Anywho, let me just share with you the behaviors that add to happiness. Here we go. And this includes when you are having physical pain. The behaviors that add to happiness. Number one, when I ask you on a scale from 1 to 10, how important is happiness in your daily routine? And again, happiness is a vibration, it's a state of mind, it's an energy, it's a foundation, it's an identity. It is your vibration. What are you vibrating in any moment? When I ask you that, wanting to be happier, making that a priority, wanting to vibrate peace regardless of what happens, how important is that to you? How committed are you? Because your commitment is going to indicate, your commitment is going to dictate your outcome. Outcome meaning, if you're practicing and practicing and practicing and practicing, if every single day you stretch, let me just lecture myself for a minute. If every single day I stretch, I take 20 minutes, a half hour to stretch, guess what? In 6 months, I am going to be more flexible. It's the same type of practice with this happiness. So making a commitment to it, you know, there's a lot of different behaviors that people teach, getting up in the morning, getting up early, meditating, exercising. There's a lot of practices that when you're disciplined, meaning when you forget the discipline, when you value something so much that you are wanting to, desiring to, discipline enough to practice or to achieve what you want. When you have a goal, make a goal or an intention, and you are dead focused, centered, focused, beat, streamlined, focus. And if it is, I want to experience more, or I want to vibrate more happiness, then guess what? You will. One of the things that I like to, one of the studies I like to share, and I usually share it earlier, is a study by a hospice nurse. Her name was Bronnie Ware, B-R-O-N-N-I-E Ware, Bronnie Ware. And she created a study, and she asked her patients that had weeks, months to live, what are your five biggest regrets? What are the five biggest regrets? And it's called, if you want to Google it, it's called the most common regrets of the dying. Well, one of the most common regrets of the dying is, I wish I would have let myself be happier. Quite frankly, when the focus and the priorities is happiness, there will be very, very little instances that your decisions and your behaviors contradict your priority. When you start to value and you prioritize and make the commitment, and it is a commitment, a lifelong commitment. Just like they say, diets don't work, but just a different way of eating, changing your eating habits. Diets don't work, change your eating habits. All of that, the lifestyle, change your lifestyle. It's the same type of thing. It's the practice. When I say happiness is a practice skill, the practice moves all the way up to number one. That's the commitment. So let me go back to the behaviors that add to happiness. That's number one, making happiness number one, number 10. 10 out of 1, when you're 10 out of 10. A 10 out of, on a scale from 1 to 10, how important is happiness in your life? That's when the answer is a 10. And the commitment to searching and the commitment to the exercises, the commitment to the practice. The other thing that's going to add to happiness is surrendering. I know this is a tough one. It's surrendering to whatever is happening in the moment, meaning letting go of all resistance and surrendering to what are you experiencing. Whatever you're experiencing, you know, I like to say that there is something good to it, or you've heard this silver lining. It applies to medical challenges as well. It applies to health challenges as well. The separation of the body, meaning your body, okay, let me just back up a little bit. There are people that believe that identify with their body and that their bodies are part of the experience. Yes, I get it. Yes, I do have a body that is enabling me to stand up, to walk. Of course, you know, I walk with a limp now with this hip problem. Woo! Whatever. That's right. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Well, at least now that my hip is hurting, I forget about my stiff neck. And if my neck is stiff, then I forget about the foot that needs the extra orthotics and the arch support. And if I forget about the foot that needs the orthotics and the arch support and the stiff neck and the hip, then I'll forget about all. Come on, it is endless. We are consciousness in a human form, sitting in a body. But the identity with the body, so my body is in pain, my body is feeling discomfort, my body is doing whatever, but does that have anything to do with my vibration? Does the body in pain have anything to do with a vibration of contentment? Now, I get it. I know the programming. If I can't feel good, then I can't vibrate good. If I can't feel good, if my body isn't functioning, then something, then my vibration switches. And I'm here to share with you that it doesn't have to happen. That there is another perspective. There is another way to be. There is another way to experience any kind of physical pain. And you can still, you know, isn't there studies about people that have surgeries and they don't use anesthesia? In fact, you know, I keep forgetting to say this too. Some of the people that I get these questions all the time about who do I listen to. One of my favorite teachers is David Hawkins, Dr. David Hawkins, Hawkins, and he has a lot of videos on YouTube. And he has said in his videos that he has had surgery more than once without anesthesia. No, thank you. That's not my cup of tea. No, thank you. I'm not interested. But that is more evidence and more proof that the mind, that your vibration in your mind is so powerful. And you've heard that before. People have had surgery performed and without anesthesia. No. I'm not. No, thank you. That's not my cup of tea. Let me get back to the things that add to happiness. So we're talking about surrendering to what is happening in the moment. And surrendering is the same vibration, is the same behavior as acceptance. Accept and surrender. Accept this is happening and surrender. And then I always love to add in accept, surrender, and trust. Trust that whatever the moment, including body discomfort, body pain, neck pain, hip pain, foot pain, neck bone's connected to the head bone's connected to the neck bone's connected to the shoulder bone's in pain, all of it. Back to some of the behaviors that add to happiness. So there's acceptance, there's surrender, and there is trust. Trust that whatever you're experiencing, whatever it is, that it is there working for you. Life is here to serve you, regardless of how it feels. And you have evidence, and you have things that have happened to you. And years later, maybe months later, or even weeks later, wow, that was the best thing that ever happened to me, but I would not have ordered that on the menu. I go to a restaurant, the restaurant of life, I would not have ordered that. No, that would not have been one of my choices. So when I say surrender, accept, trust, and stay open. Stay open to whatever you are experiencing. And the reason why I say stay open to knowing and to trusting and to believing that the universe is working its magic. The universe is working its magic in your behalf at all times, during all times. Physical pain, emotional confusion, all of it. There is a reason and a purpose for all of it. The programming says if your body is in pain, the programming says something is wrong, dis-ease. I get it. I understand it. But my point is there is a way, there is a practice that takes you all the way up just into consciousness. Just consciousness. And consciously making a choice and a decision and being open to whatever physical discomfort you are feeling or will feel. Because, you know, the question that the universe always asks me, and especially if I'm going through something that's a little challenging, a little painful, whatever it is, maybe I got a brace on my foot, whatever I'm going through, the universe says, well, Rebecca, is it possible for you to be peaceful, content, vibrate happiness, vibrate the peace in mind, all of that, have peaceful energy? Can you do that even with your hip bothering you, even with your hip in pain? What if I'm going to have pain for the rest of my life in my left hip? And I've said it before on this show, what if I'm going to have pain for the rest of my life in my left hip? Now what am I going to do? Now what? I take down the energy of peace down a notch? No. In fact, if anything, the pain, the physical pain, changes its focus. What I've learned is whatever I'm focused on, the focus, the fixation, if I switch my focus, if I just change a perspective, switch a focus, as opposed to hip, and I focus on, I don't know, what does work or what does feel good, then that whole experience is softened. The trusting is key. The other things that add to happiness is the acceptance. I already talked about acceptance. The trust, choosing a perspective, and patience. Being patient with yourself, being patient with the universe, being patient with how life is unfolding. Is it possible? When I say life works against you, no, life never works against you. Life is always working for you. And trust me, I get it. The complaints, the discomfort, all of that. My point is, you can transcend, you can get to another place of consciousness where the pain, the discomfort, and scratch the pain. I'm talking about anything, finances, medical, health, relationship, the state of the world, all of it is all outside of you, all outside, all external. Happiness is a practice skill. And it has nothing to do, happiness has nothing to do with how you physically feel. Happiness has nothing to do how your body physically feels. I know we were taught to wrap them up and tie them together, but I'm here to share with you that no, you don't have to do that. I refuse to allow however my body is feeling, the discomfort, the pain, the immobility at times, I refuse to allow that to dictate how peaceful I feel. Health and happiness, doesn't matter. The health, you know that thing, that word health anyway? What a perspective. What does that mean? What does that mean? Healthy. She's healthy. He's healthy. What does that mean anyway? I think the health is right between the ears and everything else is is just part of the ride, is part of the journey. But the real health is consciousness. The real health is awareness. The real health is observing and witnessing. The real health is knowing the difference between truth and what's not. Whew. Well, that's the end of today's show. Thank you for listening. Reality Spirituality Radio, The Truth About Happiness, is heard every Sunday at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Visit my website at RebeccaNorrington.com. Follow me on Twitter at RL Norrington. LinkedIn, my Instagram handle is Reality Spirituality. And I have a few videos on YouTube. My first book, Reality Spirituality, The Truth About Happiness, can be purchased on Amazon. And my second book, Program for Unhappiness, is going to be out one of these days. I'm really getting closer and closer. But until next week, my dear audience, I want you to remember who the hell you are. You are a physical extension of the universe. You're always evolving. You're always changing. You're always growing. Love is patient, and love is kind. Be patient and be kind to yourself. Be your own best friend. Remember, you cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. You've been listening to Reality Spirituality with yours truly, happiness specialist and inner peace practitioner, Rebecca L. Norrington. Have a conscious week. And remember, happiness is a practice skill. And your experience in every moment reflects on what you're practicing. Have a conscious week.
Yeah, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's a new experience.
Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one,
Spirituality.
You got a question for RLM?
Reality. Spirituality.
Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby.
Get real good.
Now, what I'm about to say,
time to get